Now, look, shamelessly, we're about to help a mate out. We're helping a brother out. One of the boys in the office here yesterday was going on and on and on about how his local bowls club has the best Chinese food.
Oh, that's right. Pork fried dumplings.
Yes.
And all
well,
that stuff.
I think his favourite is the honey chicken. Ugh. But he was going on and on and on. So, of course, Bilko and I were just totally salivating and going, right, game on. We've got to try this.
Although honey chicken is the cop-out Chinese food because, really, I mean, you can go down to Woolies and throw a bit of honey on a bit of chicken, put it in a pan and it's done.
Mate, come all right? on. Don't, as you would say, denigrate Mikey's favourite Chinese restaurants. Anyway, what do? We get straight onto Google. We're bringing up the menu. We're like, okay, we want to check this out. Can't find the menu on this particular bowls club, right? So I said, he's like, I was just there at Christmas time. You know, it's got to be there. I said, right, we're calling them. So I got straight on the blower. And the lady who answered the phone, I said, look, you need to clear something up for us. Our mate's big noting himself and reckons his your Chinese restaurant is the best there is in the Southern Hemisphere. And she said, I'm really sorry, but we've shut it down. Right?
The look on his face.
Oh, he is absolutely gutted. So I said, listen here. We will put it out to the Zinc family. Where is the best Chinese? It can be anywhere from, say, Sunshine Coast. Let's go Sunshine Coast to Hervey Bay.
Okay. Craig of Rainbow, what do you got, mate?
Well, Bill Ganelli, when it comes to the hospitality industry, it's all about reputation. Now, this place is world famous. How about the wet markets in Wuhan?
What?
Mate.
That's not a Chinese restaurant.
Listen, we can't travel there. We're looking for serious recommendations.
Is there one
here
at Rainbow, mate?
No, there's not actually, no.
Well, you need to organise one.
Come on, sort that out for us, please.
Oh, fantastic. Leonie, do you know one, mate? Leonie, do you know one?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Tuantanisa Bowls Club.
Oh, amazing. I've heard that's really good. Yes.
Okay. They're really, really good. They don't use all that crappy sauces over everything.
Okay. Tuantanisa Bowls Club.
What's your favourite on the menu?
And do they do yum cha on a Sunday?
And they do yum cha Sundays and it's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Is that where you have a bit of everything, is it?
Yeah.
For a fixed price?
Yeah, all the little plates come out, all the dumplings and all that sort of stuff. Oh.
Sort of like Chinese tapas.
My dad used to be the chairman there and he helped them get the gig.
So good work.
Very, very good.
What's your dad's name?
Tony Williams.
Tony Williams. Well done, yeah. Tony Williams.
Good on, Eliane. We're going to check that out. There's a date at the bolo happening. There's a client meeting going to be happening there very soon.
Oh, game on.
Hey, what do you know, Jim?
There's a story. The guy in the junction, the Chinese food in the junction, started off in Porpoiseville in China.
Yep.
Got himself to Hong Kong, lived in an alley behind a restaurant, got to know food, somehow got on a plane and got to Australia, illegal, and was out of Roma, started off in a Chinese restaurant. The government got wind of it, decided to export him back to China, and the local parliamentarian at the time, going back, I think we're going back to the 60s.
Oh, okay, right.
Maybe even 50s. The local parliamentarian said, no, wait a minute, that's the only restaurant in Roma. So good. This, and I can't guarantee this 100% sure the story I was passed on to me. And he was the only restaurant. He got saved and became an Australian citizen. Now he's in the junction, has been for, now I'm going to guess, about 15 or maybe 20
What's
years.
The name of this
Amazing.
Place at Noosa Junction?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay. All right, let me Google it right now. If you heard it, would you remember it?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
What a great story, though. I mean, saved by a politician because he loved what he cooked. I mean, that's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, like I said, I can't substantiate and say I know for a fact that this is all fact. It's hearsay, and a bloke for telling me. The only reason he told me is because I
own it. Oh, it's a good story, Jim, and if it's still there, we'd love to go and partake. Now, Mark, you've got a good recommendation for Chinese, mate. Where?
Yeah, here you go. Now
right.
We're in
Belgo. Oh, good. Thanks, mate. We love a recommendation. Where do you go for good Chinese?
Kalori Chinese. They do the best fried rice and sweet and sour pork balls and that. They're pretty good there.
Yum. Actually, I've heard of this place. Are they in Maple Street?
They most certainly are.
Maple Street, Kalori. I think someone was telling me that they do a really good, like a beef fried rice or something.
Yes, they do, and it's very nice and tasty. And
all right, that's on the list.
Fantastic.
Officially, that is on the list. This is fantastic.
Somewhere in the junction, Tuantan Bowls Club, and now this one in
Kuroi. Yes, Kuroi Chinese restaurant.